So just gently close your eyes, come into your body all the way from your head down to your toes. Nice deep breath. And just give yourselves a few moments to open that place inside of you where you store the love. Where do you store your love? Where is it generated from? That spark in your heart? That place in your Akash? That opening? That awakening? That place of aha? That place of I am worthy? That place where you are the light, where you are the love, and you are the creator. And as you gently resonate with that oneness of you, with the I am, with the divine source and the love that is there, there's an opening created where you can feel and hear, see and touch divine love as it is here for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third channeling in the series of what is called discovery. Some years ago, my partner helped to write a book, and it was called The Indigo Children. It became mainstream, that is to say, non-esoteric. And it described a new kind of consciousness coming into the planet with the children. Truly, it was the beginning, the precursor of the shift. Because the potential of the shift was there, humanity had not destroyed itself. Some of the processes of the graduating evolution of humanity were already beginning. And the children were starting to shift and change in anticipation of this. One of the attributes of a child of new consciousness is a perception that they are difficult. And the difficulty often comes because they are a little too headstrong. Now let me define it. They are born knowing they are worthy to be here. And you were not. Dear ones, that is because of the Akash that you carry around, because of the systems that you participate in your culture, even because of sayings that your mom and father have given you. You never shout out, beat your chest, that I'm worthy to be here. Because you'd have the friends then go away. There is something that it lurks in every single one sitting here in the room and so many listening. A feeling that you're not worthy. Now, old soul, where does this come from, truly? Why would you come into the world and feel, perhaps, that you weren't worthy to be here? What happens to you, dear light worker, in thousands of lifetimes where at some point in time you awaken to the truth of the beauty and the love of God? What do you do with it? Some of you became shamans, and we have talked about that before. Most of you went into a system that would then create issues later. What system would that be? Do the words priests and nuns mean anything to you? Let me tell you something. If you took a poll right now of light workers on this planet, there would be a disproportionate number of them that were unmarried or had tried to be and it didn't work. And that is the result of taking vows for many lifetimes. It is a safe place for you to love God. No one is going to look at you in a funny way if you're wearing a certain costume that says, I am spiritual, I am dedicated, I am celibate, and I am a priest, I am a nun all my life. Suddenly you come into this lifetime, you think that that isn't a residual? You've taken vows. And suddenly, they come back at you. One of the vows you take is you're not worthy. You know that, don't you? Only God is worthy. Humans are not. You're supposed to grovel before God. You can't even talk to God directly. You've got to go through someone else who is more spiritual than you in a hierarchy which is higher than yours in the system. And suddenly, you arrive here in this energy. And you are learning not only the love of God that you knew so well, but also that you can talk directly, that God is inside. And here you are, worthy, from birth. Some of you motivated directly back to the system that you were part of. And it didn't work. Some of you rebelled against that system because intuitively in the energy, you knew it wouldn't work. Some of you have angry family to this day because you walked out of a spiritual system that they have, that they believe in. And they've chased you all their lives. When are you going to come back to the fold? You know, don't you, that if you continue, you're going to go to a horrible place, be burned alive every single day. That's what the love of God is going to do for you. And they believe it, that the God who created things out of pure love and put love into you and compassion into you is going to then judge you. I'll say it again. Judgment is a human condition, not a God condition. And yet it sticks, doesn't it? And so many of you walk paths that are now private. Even still, you don't want many to know. Some of you have come out of the closet, the light worker closet. And you have exposed yourselves, I believe in this or that. And you've lost your friends and your family. I'll say again, you are sitting in family. This is your family. And because of this, in these brief moments, I'm going to give you an axiom, and then we're going to do something together. The axiom is this. Dear ones, the things that are being taught in these days, from the most elementary to the advanced, are not going to be received by you as well unless you cognize something right now. Unless you understand something right now, three words, I bet you can guess what they are. I am worthy. No matter what you hear from the stage or what those say, no matter what I say, I have to beat down a door, and so do they. The door of unworthiness. How many locks does it have on it today, dear ones? You may say you're ready, but the residual is there in your mind, in your Akashic record that says things can't work this way. And even though you know better, dear human, and feel it and know the truth, the residual often says, you're not worthy. Remember? You're just not worthy. This is not ego. This is truth. To be worthy means that you have been born magnificent because the peace of God is there. And what does magnificent really indicate? It means that you're a compassionate, balanced human being. You have the ability to control your body and these things so that you can be balanced and compassionate, to spread light, to help. That's the magnificence. It's not a magnificence that says that you're going to be a movie star or political. Not that kind of magnificence. It is a quiet, beautiful, powerful magnificence to help the planet. That's magnificent. I'm going to ask you to say something with me. And we're going to do it three times. Don't do it unless you mean it. Those listening to this later, I invite you to participate. For if you're listening and you're a light worker and you're an old soul and you know you are, this condition is yours as well. We're going to say the words, I am worthy, together. Participate if you wish. Let's do it now. Ready? I am worthy. The sound that you make is energy. The language is understood by that which is around you, your bodies. It goes back into your ears. Your innate hears it. Your soul starts to vibrate with the truth of it. Do they mean it or do they not mean it? Let's do it again. I am worthy. The innate is starting to believe it. Listen, there's intent behind it. They're not just verbalizing it. Wow. What if they really meant it? What if this was a time when the door could come crashing down? The locks would burst away. You can actually see it burning in the distance because it's never coming back. Do they really mean it? Let's find out. Number three, I am worthy. A little exercise, a few words, and you're going to start feeling the difference. How many of you were taught you were born dirty? That's not so, and now you know it. How many of you were taught that you had to grovel before God? That is not so, and now you know it. The door has fallen for so many with pure intent, and because of that, things that happen on this stage and beyond that our teaching will now be received with a different ear, with a different consciousness, because now you are worthy to receive them. The blocks that were there that wouldn't even let you consider some of these things are shattering in front of you. There's a life change coming, dear ones. Watch what you say. Measure your words carefully, because some of them are just habit. When somebody gives you a gift, your parents taught you to say, oh, I don't deserve it. Watch your words and instead say, thank you so much for this magnificent gift. And don't even for a moment think of the habit that your parents have given you for courtesy, because your words are king and your innate is listening for everything you say as instructions to the body, just like homeopathy. What you say is instructions. And so it is.